This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, you think you're better than me, how narcissists and toxic people don't like people to be better than them, especially this. Pretty much anybody in their life. One of y'all know, narcissists have delusions of grandeur. You understand that, correct? Narcissists and the delusions of grandeur. Narcissistic people, toxic people, they think they're better. We put ourselves on this high ass pedestal a lot of times that we don't deserve to be on. If you have a narcissist or toxic person in your life, they will share those delusions of grandeur with you. And if you are somehow, and they, like I said, they do this, like, I could be a better president than Trump. I could be a better president than Biden. And y'all, like, and they are just no education, you know, GED. They dropped out of the GED course. I mean, not only did they drop out of high school, they dropped out of the GED course. But somehow, they could be a better president than Trump and Biden, you mean, or anybody else. Obama. You know, Bush, all of them, Clinton, I'm better than all, Reagan, all of them, I'm better than all of them. You delusions of grandeur. So if you have somebody who talks like that or acts like that, y'all, imagine if you are doing better than this person in life. If you present better than this person, if you act like you're more mature than this person, if you are better off financially than this person, imagine being that person's friend. Imagine being that person's boyfriend or girlfriend, and imagine doing better than them. Narcissists do not like to see you doing better. They just don't. If you're a narcissist partner, they don't. If you are in a relationship with a narcissist, if you're a child of a narcissist, you know, if you're a friend of a narcissist or the sibling of a narcissist, they don't want to see you doing better than them. Narcissists don't see you as family members or coworkers or things like that. They see you as competition. They don't see you as a wife. They don't see you as a significant other. They don't see you as a husband. They don't see you as a fiance. They see you as significant competition. They're competing with you. They'll try to drag you down and keep you back from your goal. So many people get into these situations, and y'all be letting these narcissistic people ruin y'all's lives sometimes, because they'll keep you up arguing all night, but you'll fail the nursing exam or you'll fail the bar exam because you'll be up arguing all night with them, and then you don't worry about it, get it next time. And there is no next time. They make you give up on that type of stuff, and you give up on it because you don't, like, I can't study, I can't do anything. So instead of leaving the relationship dynamic, y'all stay in it. You know, this is not be victim blaming. Some people, like, yeah, you do. You give up on it because they make you feel a certain type of way. So instead of leaving the relationship, you choose this person over your future sometimes. And guess what? When they do better than you, they're going to let you know. And they're going to shout out your failures. Narcissists will whisper your successes and shout out your failures. Over those whispers. My office, I can hear people below me. I don't want to scream. But yeah, narcissists don't want you to do better than them. They don't. Physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, you know, spiritually. Imagine the narcissist just go, you know, they're trying to outdo you spiritually, so they go to more church sessions than you do. You know what I mean? Imagine they memorize more hymnals. What do you got, a church song? More church songs than you. Jesus is good. Oh, you don't know this one? I was singing with you. Jesus is good. I'm just a better Christian than you. Jesus is good. Ooh, gee. Maybe if your parents would have raised you like my parents would have, you'd be a better Christian than me. Jesus is good. And they just saying that mess to you. They out spiritually in you. They're trying to gain more money than you. They don't want to see you better than doing better than them. And if you are doing better than them, you just tell them. You don't have to say it in a braggadocious way. You can just tell that narcissist, like, hey, look, I graduated. I'm gonna be a narcissistic robot. Resetting, powering down. Powering back up. So you don't even have to say it in a malicious way. You don't have to tell that narcissistic person that you're doing better than them in a malicious way, try to put them down. You can just tell them that you're graduating. You can just tell them that you got a promotion, you're gonna be making more money right now. They don't wanna hear that. They don't want to hear about your successes unless they can directly benefit from it or take credit from it. You mean they don't want to hear about this stuff? They absolutely don't. I know people who just, they're like, well, we can't tell our partner we were successful. If you want to have an argument with a narcissist, tell them about your successes. Throw your success in their face. Watch how that goes, because they think you're bragging on it. They don't look at you just trying to tell them, you know, because narcissists brag on it. They assume that you're bragging on it. And if you're doing better than them, you make them feel shame. They are ashamed of the fact that you're doing better than them. They're embarrassed of the fact that they're not as far in life as they want to be. You know what I mean? Yeah, they don't want to see you doing better than them. If you think you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, and they tell you some BS like, I want to see you happy. I want the best for you, even if it's not with me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to see you doing great, even if it's without me. Yeah, right. They don't want to see you doing better without them. Like, they absolutely don't. I love you so much that I will let you go, and I will hope that you will do blah 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 blah. They're going to fill your head full of mashed potatoes. You have brains like mashed potatoes. Your brain is going to have the consistency of some mashed potatoes. They got stirred up with a foot instead of a whisk. They're going to mess with you, y'all. They're absolutely going to mess with you. You stir a mashed potatoes with a foot instead of a whisk. My mind just gets to go a different place, y'all. Seriously. But they don't want to see you doing better than them. I just feel like they're going to try to, and they don't want to see you better than them, and they're going to try to actively hold you back from your success, y'all. I just feel like a lot of people don't see it. Because you're in love, whatever the dynamic is in your situation, you don't see it. But that narcissistic person is typically actively going to be trying to hold you back from whatever successes that you're experiencing in life. They just are. They don't want to shout out. They don't want to feel insignificant. Your success makes them feel invalid. It makes them feel invalidated. Your promotion makes them feel less than. They'll chastise you for it too. Imagine getting chastised and put down because you got a promotion. Imagine being chastised and put down because you graduate. Imagine being chastised and put down because you got a promotion or you're making more money. I'm just telling you, narcissistic people, they don't. Yeah, I know it sucks to hear this, that your partner's not rooting for you. But this is if you stay in it. Yeah, they're not going to change how they feel about the situation unless they go through some intense psychotherapy or go get some type of help. Then they're not going to do it. I'm just telling you, they're going to feel the same type of way forever. They don't change. Y'all see around and hoping them. Maybe if I love them a little bit more, maybe if I get them a little bit more, you know, attention, maybe I get them a little bit more of my money. Maybe if I get them more control of my own life, maybe if I cut off all my friends or family, y'all be setting yourself up to be by yourself with a narcissist. You just, I know you don't, if you, now you see it now. More than ever. You see it now more than ever because of the situation that arise. I'm looking at 6 a.m. tomorrow too. You see it now more than ever because of how situations arise and things like that. But if you deal with a narcissist, they're not rooting for you. If you have a narcissistic parent, they're not rooting for you. Narcissistic parents will actively try to hold you back from being better than them. If you have a parent that's a narcissist, they will actively try to hold you back from pursuing that degree in criminology or nursing or getting a doctorate or a master's. I got a master's, and I can tell you right now, you don't need a master's. Bachelor's works just fine for you. They don't want you to pass them or equal them or make more money than them or be more revered than them or be a better athlete than them. I'm just telling you, narcissistic parents are just, a lot of times they are worse than the partners, because the parents are supposed to be there for love you and care about you and raise you and help prepare you for this type of stuff. And they're the ones that are actively holding you back from doing the stuff that you want to do. So again, if you're dealing with a narcissist, the camera died on me last time. Y'all, write this down. They're not rooting for you. They're actively trying to hold you back. Your narcissistic siblings are trying to hold you back. Your narcissistic friends are trying to hold you back. your narcissist, the narcissist in your life, whoever it is, does not want you to be better than them. Because, like, we as narcissistic people, a lot of us, just feel like your success invalidates us. Your success shines a mirror on the fact that we might not be in life where we want to be in life. Your success, you know, digs up that shallow grave that is our insecurities. Your success, you know, just rumples the dirt and makes us feel bad about ourselves. It just does. I'm just being proof of my own perspective. I know people are like, well, that doesn't sound like me. Cool, it doesn't sound like you. Because, well, it might be you. If you're a narcissist listening to this, let your partner win sometimes. Let them praise them sometimes. Y'all pride be getting in the way. Pride comes before the fall. You be mad as hell when they leave your ass. You be like, I should have clapped for you at your graduation instead of throwing a temper tantrum and screaming and not showing up. I should have clapped for you. Yeah, you damn well should have clapped for you. Now you go watch somebody else clap. You know, I ain't going to do these things. People go crazy. Yeah, protect yourself, y'all. Protect yourself at all costs. You just have to. We deal with narcissists and toxic people. You have to protect yourself at all costs. They don't want to see you win. So anyways, let me cut this thing short. Live in-person workshop, the first of its kind. Me and Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, are doing a live in-person workshop / meet and greet, whatever, in Virginia Beach, Virginia, September the 24th. In-person workshop is from 3 p.m. to 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's a 3 hours intensive workshop, y'all. We're going to be talking about breaking the Trump bond and a bunch of other stuff. Live question and answer. People will tell you, you know, testimonials. You tell your story. Whatever we can do to help people out, y'all, we're going to do it. So this is Virginia Beach, Virginia, September 24th. October the 15th, we're flying to Austin, Texas for something very, very similar. And then November the 19th, Old Canada. We come to Toronto, Canada. So stay tuned for more details, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. You listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify, whatever, Amazon, whatever. Hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. I'm truly appreciative of every single one of y'all. As much as y'all learn from me, I promise you, I learn even more from y'all. Thank you. Until then, this is out. Peace.